6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Fifth in L.A. at the Commerce Casino, Commerce Casino and Hotel. I can say it right. I promise I can. We welcome back to the show the one and only Akira. Good morning.
Good morning. It is morning because I came back to New York. I had some things I had to do, and it just made it even more convenient that I'm here with you guys.
We appreciate you joining us here this morning. Like, we're going to start off very lighthearted. Nothing too serious. We'll get into the serious stuff later on. But we've been talking about – what's that?
It's always serious. There's never a dull moment. That's I'm not a comedy guy. You know this. Come on now.
Oh, this isn't comedy.
When have I ever been funny? When have I ever been funny in my career? Come.
This isn't comedy we're talking about. We're talking about your favorite meats. Do you have a favorite meat, Akira?
I will always have a love and a need for a good steak, whether it is a sirloin, whether it is a ribeye, whether it is filet mignon, I don't care. I haven't had the pleasure to have a tomahawk yet, but that's definitely on the list. I love steak. Fish is good, but there's nothing better than a good medium rare steak with a potato or mashed potatoes and maybe some asparagus. Asparagus or broccoli. Mix the broccoli in with the mashed potatoes, and then you've got your steak and you put it all together. That combination is the sandwich. It is the refined art of a sandwich taste of a dinner.
Now, it's funny. Hold on. I love that he glossed past like the most, controversial is how you like your steak. And he said medium rare, which, medium by the rare. Way, is the right answer.
Hank Hill is correct. It's medium rare.
Yeah.
If it's anything else, you ask him politely but firmly to leave.
That's all we wanted you for, Akira. We're just asking about meat here. Good talking to you.
Wait, are we talking about some other kind of meat that I'm unaware of? There you are. Found you out. We know what you're talking about.
Well, this is how all of this started. So there's this place in Toronto. Joel here is from Toronto. It is called Jeremy's Meat. And apparently, it's just big? One meat. That's all you can get there. It's just one meat.
Well, it's like it's like Seinfeld. It's like the soup Nazi. You just go in there, you get what you get. You don't complain, otherwise you don't get it. But apparently it's good, otherwise you wouldn't serve that one style of meat.
I agree.
I have yet to go in there. I just see it all the time on my commutes, and I say, I have to take a photo. So I did, and now we know it exists, so now I have to make a stop. Maybe tomorrow I will make a stop.
It's almost like a Weird Al cover of the Pearl Jam song, but instead of Jeremy in your head, it's Jeremy's Meat. Obviously, it's not as dark as Jeremy, but it's either here or there.
I got teased so much for that song. They were like, "Oh, there's Jeremy. He's gonna go all Pearl Jam on us." I was like, "I was born before this song came out. I have no connection to it."
Wait a minute. No,
when were you born?
was born in 88. Didn't the song come out in the 90s?
It came in the 90s, but honestly, yeah. That's the perfect time for you to get into the song. It was like 10 years later when it came out.
Oh, I like this song. It's a good song. But people wanted to say, "Oh, were you named after the Pearl Jam song?"
I know. The cruelty and avarice of children knows no bounds. I am well aware of it.
Well, children suck. I got 12 of them. I don't like any of them.
I think you have 12 of them?
Yeah.
Brother, a lot of kids. I know we're talking about meat.
Yeah, my meat's very busy.
Yeah, maybe wrap your meat. 12 is too much. How are you affording this?
The scoops you're pay not, you're well, not. Akira.
That's the thing. You're not affording
this. Not anymore.
Unless you're pulling a reverse America, where you have all the kids and all the moms are paying the child support. Then
it's only one mom. Come on now. It's one mom.
Oh, I don't know. You're talking about meat. What you're talking about right now, your mind's all over the place. You could just, be the king of Toronto. Like, that's possible.
Well, I got enough to field like an entire basketball team, bench and everything. So that's basically what I do, is I sell them out to go play basketball.
Okay. It's your own child workforce. I understand.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're bringing in the money for me. That's how it works.
If I start seeing Lambert style Nike shoes, I'll know what's going on. Okay.
I got to know what that logo looks like.
it's literally just the Nike logo, but it's shaped like an L.
Yeah. It's like this. Thanks for joining us today, Akira. I hope you. Oh, what is this?
It's my Nike logo.
Oh, okay.
Did you get your appendix out? What are we doing there?
No, when I wrestled at RPW in November, the day before Bloodsport. And the reason I had to pull out was because I got an injury in that match, and they thought that I pierced, I think it was one of my kidneys, because it was just a very crazy accident. But yeah, I now have an official Nike logo, and I'm still trying to push for Nike to sponsor me so I can live the good life. Nike, I literally have the logo right here. You don't have to get it done. It's already official. I'm seen on certain on different websites and different all over the world. Maybe it's time to just give me that little maybe $5,000 a month. I'm not asking a lot here. You've got $5,000. What you don't pay those children to make the shoes, you can give to me.
LeBron's got some leftover money. Can't you have $5,000 here?
LeBron, come on, man, help me out here. Maybe give me my own customs. It's fine. I don't like glass shattered Nike shoes. There's a style. Come on. I'm printing money here for you guys.
That's actually really good. Like a Taipei deathmatch shoe.
Oh yeah, it's a shattered glass design. You can get it in different colors. Nike, yeah. Come on, everyone tag Nike. This is a good idea. This is a very good idea. And I'll sell them at shows. I'll be like Virgil, but I'll sit at a lone thing, and it'll say Akira Nike, and I'll just have boxes of shoes behind me. No more.
They'll make those things for like $5. You sell them for $50. You split the profit. No. You're good.
They're gonna be so cool. And they're gonna be so nice. You sell them for $100, man. Come on, get it. I gotta up this.
Fair, very fair. I like this idea. Well, we're gonna try to bring this to fruition. It'll be an article on Fightful, so we got a little bit of juice for some reason.
No, please. I need more.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Fightful articles. I need more Fightful articles on my Big Japan stuff, on my MLW stuff. I need more articles. I need more advertising space for me because I am very handsome. I'm very good looking, and I can just market anything that you want. I am very eloquent. Come now. Give me your money and let me make you money. Or steal your money, either or.
Oh, we don't want to steal money.
Oh, no, I will steal your money at this point.
Okay.
All right. I will eat in a bed that's stealing of money. Who am I kidding?
Let's not get ourselves incriminated on this show, everybody. Come on.
It's not incrimination. It's just all jokes. It's a prank, bro.
It's a morning show. That's how we get away with most of our shtick.
They're going to use this in much worse, okay?
They're going to use this show in court. I mean, they're good. Using music in
take
court
me to
nowadays.
Jail. At least I'll get a meal. I'll have a bed. I don't have to pay for anything.
You only do 2 days in jail as well. So
No. Give me life. I'm done with.
Well, then you only do 1 day in jail.
No, I want life. I'm only gonna live 1 day.
It's a Wire reference, Akira. Have you ever seen The Wire?
Oh, no, I've never seen The Wire.
Watch The Wire.
I've got a lot of other things I'm reading. Like right now, I'm not watching too much.
Oh, is that what you do on flights? You know, long flights to Japan. You a reader?
I'm listening.
Oh, I think his internet
was
cut.
It happened.
We got talking about reading, and the internet was like, no, not on that? My book.
The flight, like, I've been having worse luck with Wi-Fi, where the planes doesn't work.
Wait for it. Wait for it. You got to the punchline, and then the internet decided to do what it does.
He said he's been having bad luck with Wi-Fi, and the Wi-Fi took that personal.
Me, Norm is asking, is he at Kate's house?
There we go.
Yeah, so with the joke of the Wi-Fi, so being right there, on all the flights, I've had like no Wi-Fi, and in Japan, the Wi-Fi is spotty. I have a SIM, but the great thing about being in Japan is like I'm so much more detached from my phone. I've come to many personal changes in my life where I'm not looking at my phone much anymore, other than posting stuff for business or that quick social media post. But I'm not getting any affirmation from it. I just retweet what I need to retweet. I'm reading a lot more. I'm just observing and enjoying life. And I will say the last two MLW shows, I could just tell people are looking at me more and more and more. They're like, you look like more weathered and tired. I'm like, well, I'm growing my brain, unfortunately, and it's an exacerbating experience.
What are you reading?
So I just finished Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, a book on the philosophy of Stoicism. And I personally agree a lot with it. Maybe it's because it has an acclimation towards being kind of samurai-esque. The samurai are very stoic in their own way. And as always, you know, it kind of interlays within my name and my career and myself. But now I'm going to start reading. I'm going to get a couple different books while I'm here. Self-help, Japanese stuff. Like, there's a bunch of different things. But I'm finally am picking up this book. It's called The Crooked Timber of Humanity by Isaiah Berlin. And I'm going to crack it open and see what it's about. I'm pushing towards new things, whether it's music, movies. I just saw the movie called The Brutalist. It's three and a half hours long, but it's very, very, very good. I was just go watching it. It's about someone who does an architecture style called Brutalism. Very good, but it's a lot. It's a lot when you sit down and the first thing it says is prologue. And you're like, I saw it in Japan, so it has subtitles in Japanese, but I just saw it was brutal. I didn't know what it was about until I sat down and it said prologue, and I was like, oh, this is one of those. It's going to be a long, long, long movie, and I brought like two people to come watch it with me. I was like, hey, let's go see this movie. We sat down at 7, then I looked at the ticket and it said finish 11:30 at night. And I was like, I'm sorry. It was very good. It's a very dense movie, but I'm trying to read and take in more dense subjects, whether it is music, books, I'm even looking into investing and things like that. I still like my games. I like my manga, my anime, you know, all that stuff that everyone likes nowadays. But I've come to just realize I'm 31 going on 32, and I have a lot more of this world I want to take in and learn. And I'm done trying to just absorb safe, fun things that, will keep my brain occupied because it's safe. I want to challenge myself as a human being. In wrestling. I'm going to start training with Daisuke Sekimoto. I asked him 2 days ago before I left to come back here. And it was funny because I said, Sekimoto-san, please, I want to train and kind of become a mentee under you. And he basically just told me, I don't want to, like,
oh no, we're getting a good answer.
So he said, "Okay, when return we train." Oh no! What did y'all miss? What did
I say? Yeah, it cut off basically. It cut off when you said you asked Sakamoto to train with him, and you wanted to be a mentee. Now I worry that it's
and then he said,
"Help." maybe that's the issue. But he basically, like, I didn't expect him to be so complimentary, but he looked at me and he said, "You don't need mentor, you excellent." And I said, and it's nice to hear that, but I didn't want to let that get to me. And I immediately went up to him and said, "No, please, maybe excellent, but I want to be better. I want new opinion." So he looked at me and smiled and said, "Okay, when return next week, we start training in ring together." So I'm going to be picking his brain for the next 4 to 5 months, and we'll see who I become as time goes on. But I'm just here trying to push myself this year as in every other ways that I can so that I can become the most successful person that I can be.
I was going to say, you've put a lot of like reflection and introspective stuff on your Instagram. You're sharing a lot of that stuff. Is there like one affirmation or reflection that like stays with you always that you're always kind of meditating on or thinking about?
It's okay. So it kind of plays into my readings on Stoicism, but it also plays into things you need to say for yourself, like for yourself, because the things that you do for yourself, if you're doing it for a wholesome reason and not just for a selfish reason, it will interlay into the rest of your life. It's doing the things you need to do for you. Don't delay it. Don't procrastinate. You know, everyone says carpe diem, but when you fully illustrate that point of like, do it for you because no one else will,
it really puts into perspective how short that life is. And it's like, you know what? Yeah, I do need to do the work for me. So I used to wake up late, like 10 a.m., 11 a.m. sometimes. But I've been getting Dale Patrick's up while we're over in Japan, 7:15. I wake up, cold shower, do my Duolingo. Because it's like, I'm never going to learn this language or any other language if I don't do it. And I can't break that. I have to maintain this order. And I repeat that every time I want to procrastinate. Do it now. Do it now. Do it because you need to do it for you. And focus on you is another one that plays in my life a lot now. But generally, like, that's the kind of one that is interlays in my head, because when you finish the reading on meditations, it talks about death a lot and the coming to terms with death and the idea of fearing something that will come no matter what, and you don't know what lies on the other side is, it's putting more stress in your life that you don't need, because you could be focusing on other things. Why focus on this thing? It's going to happen whether we like it or not. And, you know, if you are religious like I am, you die and maybe there's something afterwards. And if there is, great. But if there's not, there's nothing. So what does it matter? And a lot of things have happened to me this year already where I've kind of just ascertained that I'm just going to live. And whatever happens, happens. You know, if I get hurt in the ring and I die in the ring, well, that's it. I'm done. It's over. You know, whatever people think of me, whatever people say, whatever people love about me, doesn't matter because I'm not here anymore. So just live in the now, enjoy it while you can. And when it's gone, it's gone. Nothing you can do. But what you can do is be the best version of yourself that you can be, so that you feel fulfilled. You feel fulfilled about what you did. At the end of all, if you can feel happy and you die, if like you say, you know, you wanted to do something, you wanted to read that book, and then 2 weeks you finish that book and you feel good, and then you die. Guess what? You still felt good about something. You read that book.
Very profound. We don't want you to die in the room or otherwise.
Some people do, I think. It's okay. It's okay.
No, we don't need to talk about those.
Hey, it's okay, because if you really think about it, we all strive to be remembered forever. But generally, most people will be forgotten to the sands of time, and that's just part of it. But do what you can while you're here, because that's life.
One thing you were doing is a lot of fluorescent light tube matches in Big Japan.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask, like, how does it feel to just get hit by light tubes all the time? But how is this latest tour with Japan going and doing all these different type of light tube matches that also include barbed wire and more light tubes and tables and ladders and more light tubes and chairs?
It's very funny, because it almost feels like a flash in the past. I'm sure that you all remember when I really hit the scene in 2020 and 2021, and I was 2 years into wrestling, right? And that's all I was doing, was deathmatch, 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 deathmatch. I guess what's great over there is that it's, yes, it's all the stuff, but I'm allowed to interplay my wrestling into it. And I've had a lot of people, especially this tour, I don't know, whatever happened to myself within this last year, my wrestling has changed, my philosophy and as life happens, my vision on pro wrestling has changed. And I've had many people come up to me and say, that are wrestlers, and say, 1 year ago, okay, this year, as Sekimoto-san said, excellent. But it's been a great tour. You know, as I won King of the Death match at the end of the year / beginning of the year, I was technically, I think, the first match of the year. And I feel very fulfilled with what the fans are saying. It's not like I'm just a gaijin that went over there and they kind of like me. I'm over there and it's like when I'm here. It's Akira. Like, they're very behind me, 100%. A lot of the BJW fans want me to win the Deathmatch Heavy Championship. Just they say that I bring an energy and I'm bringing an eye to Big Japan, Dai Nippon, that is sorely missed and needed. And I even just like this right here, talking about it on Fightful is, I think, good for Big Japan. And I don't think anyone else brings this
to the table. And I want Big Japan to be successful. I want them to be strong like they were in the mid-2000s and before COVID when they were drawing bigger crowds. I want people to get paid more. I want business to be good. And I firmly believe that I should be the next Deathmatch Heavyweight Champion.
Is there a difference between a fluorescent light tubes and barbed wire board special deathmatch and the non-special edition? Or was that just a loss in translation thing?
No. I don't know what that was. Well, I don't know what we're referencing here, but I mean, there's different stipulations of matches. Like they have alpha death matches, different styles, and that's one thing I wanted to do. I don't want it to be just fluorescent death matches. I'm very much over the fluorescent craze that everyone has been going through. It's a cope and it's a cover for people's lack of an inability to wrestle, especially nowadays here in the United States. And I think what touches people the most in deathmatch wrestling is still the pro wrestling. And a lot of people use weapons and fluorescence to cover up what charisma that they don't have, which luckily I have an abundance of.
We talked to Mads Kruger at the end of last year. Maybe it was early this year. And we talked about the gusset plate spot with you and him. Ow. And he said, Akira might have been the one to pitch this. So were you the one to pitch this?
I'm always the one to pitch it. the horrible things that happen to me, I'm always the one that pitches. And if I pitch something horrible to someone, I generally try to, you know, take something just as equivalent so that we're even. I don't want to be a selfish player here, but one thing I admire about wrestlers like Terry Funk when they were in Japan was their ability to take punishment, you know, and Kobashi and Misawa and, like, you know, all the greats, is that they would take punishment and get sympathy from the fans. And I feel in America, I'm one of the pure baby faces that makes people care. I really aspire to be Terry Funk and make people really worry about me. And I think I do it.
I was waiting for that part. Last time we spoke to you, I think we were talking about you bringing your dog Coda to shows.
Yeah.
Are you still doing that?
Not right now. He is with my family in Indiana, spending time with them. It's easier on the household here that if there's only one dog apiece. But I get updates from him. All the pictures I'm getting now are coming from my family. And so that's where you're getting the pictures from, is from them.
Gotcha.
They're letting me know what he's doing, all that stuff. And it's just nice for me to see him every once in a while. He and Winston are the two closest things I have in my life as family right now. And yeah, no, he's there. But when I'm back, he'll be going back to shows. Just right now, he can't. You know, if I ever had to go to Japan for long term, they got me an apartment to stay in. I've already been kind of pushing towards this. I was like, I cannot leave him over here with my family. I got to bring him with me from now on. He flies for free. He's a service animal. He's a licensed service animal. As everyone has seen on Twitter, on social media, I came up about a very personal subject in my life recently. And I have a lot of stuff that I still deal with from that, and that's why he's there. That dog is very much the closest thing I have to a son and family in New York. He's always by my side. He's always calm. People have seen him at shows. He's just what he is what he is to me.
You mentioned going back to Japan. When are you headed back there?
Next Tuesday. So Tuesday morning, I will head to the airport and then fly back. And at the end of this month, I have the title match, which, please, everyone, message Big Japan, cheer me on. You can subscribe to BJW Core. You can do all these other things, and you can see my work there. I'm representing Major League Wrestling there, as well as deathmatch wrestling around the world. And my goal is to take that title and hopefully defend it in a deathmatch on Major League Wrestling.
So are you doing kind of what you did earlier of going to Japan, coming back for basically one MLW show and then go back?
Yeah, right now I needed to get away from the indies in the United States. I feel like I needed to go through, again, this personal growth as a wrestler and as a person, so that when I come back, I can have a fresh start. I've been, as you all know, I have not been injured. I have been around really dead hard since 2020. And this is the first time in a long time where I've just been detached from the scene. So, and as you can see with the new entrance look, with everything, I'm just kind of finding my own lane, my and who I am and who I need to become in order to hit that next level. So by the time June's coming around, you'll probably see some new stuff from the Psycho Samurai, and you'll have a new presence on the scene that the scene is sorely missing. Too many flippy boys, not enough fighters.
So with that in mind, with MLW's Battle Rat coming up April 5th in LA, obviously
most important thing coming up.
We'll talk about that for a second. The world title is on the line in that match. If you're there, if you win, what does a world title around Akira's waist look like in MLW? What is that like for you?
It would be the first world title that I've ever had. But what it would look like, it would look like Terry Funk in Japan with gold. I would be probably pissing blood out of my head, but you'd have me in regular matches. You'd have me in death matches. You would have me in every single style because I'm not afraid to fight anyone in any way. If I had that world title around my waist, it would be me against Japanese legends. It'd be me against Lucha legends. But it would be also be matches that no one would ever see before. I don't want to be, if I'm that champion, I don't want to be a champion that plays it safe. I want to push the boundaries. I want people to get their eyes on MLW. I want to be a good champion, good for relations, good for business. And I firmly believe I'm eloquent enough, capable enough, and talented enough to do that. Many people, no offense, in MLW, can't touch me. They haven't been able to touch me. Even when I was on a losing streak all last year, everyone was talking about me. And I firmly believe it is my time to shine. I get that championship. You know what? I would love to get that championship and do the craziest thing and challenge the craziest people. Hey, Jun Kasai, come to America. Fight me at Major League Wrestling. It would be stuff like that. I want my rematches with Kenta. I want my rematches with Suzuki Minoru. I want to fight these people and win and change the perception around Major League Wrestling. I want to be that homegrown talent at Major League Wrestling that wins that thing and becomes that superstar.
That opportunity comes Saturday, April 5th. Commerce Casino and Hotel in Los Angeles, California. It's the MLW Battle Riot. Go check it out. MLWLA.com and get tickets while they're still available. They will sell out because that's what MLW has been doing. Akira, before we get you out of here, plug your stuff.
Buy my Halloween shirt, by the way. It's the coolest one of the Halloween shirts. It's me as a zombie samurai. It's very cool. Not enough people are buying and wearing that shirt.
Listen to the man. Anything else you want to plug before we get you out of here?
Yeah, and check out Battle Riot when it occurs. Cheer for me. Tell everyone that they suck. And please watch all the stuff from Big Japan I've been doing this year, King of the Death Match, all that stuff, because it's all building towards the work that I'm doing in Major League Wrestling. You can subscribe on BJW Core as well as the BJW Premium YouTube channel. And just let them know, let the world know that I'm the guy. And I'm tired of pretending that I'm not.
The one and only Akira. There we go.
Thank you, Akira.
Thank you, guys.
Take care of yourself.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.